Okay, guys, so get this thing started off. First off, there's going to be a lot covered in this, but it's not going to be a long time, so just wait till the end for questions. First big thing, our logo was accepted today, so it's going to be whatever time CCP works on, and our logo will get in the game. So, party, the cock has been accepted.
Hooray!
Nice.
So,
Sweet.
next off, we have new Pandemic Alpha guys. You've probably been seeing them. They're going to be joining the Alliance in the next day or two. Claxton, if you want to talk about you guys a little bit, go ahead.
Yeah, we should be in within the Alliance by Sunday night. We left Rogue Consortium. We were based down in Providence. We were down there fighting CBA, and they left. And then the Alliance kind of went to shit. So we come and found you guys. Most of us are PvP pilots. A lot of us are cat pilots. So we've brought a lot of carriers with us, dreadnoughts. We did have a lot of supers, but we've had to leave them behind because obviously we don't have a keep star to stick them where we're going. And we're looking forward to flying with you guys and getting to know you all.
Cool. Welcome.
Cool.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
And just a quick caveat, some of his guys do love trains a lot, so that's an acceptable choice of
I
conversation.
like trains.
I also like trains.
I like
And we
trains
have,
too.
And we have, and we have a female member.
I work on trains, I don't want to talk about them.
Control, you have a friend now.
Oh my god, that means that our alliance is gonna get like 100 more members because we have a girl, right?
Oh my god.
Jesus
An
Christ.
underage
Nice.
girl.
Okay. Oh no.
Yeah, she's underage,
Hail,
but
Control's
she's
alpha
just...
bitch.
So check, check, Bell,
What
take
the
it.
fuck?
Take
Okay,
it,
lock
Bell.
it up, bitches. Alright, yeah, so basically we as you all know, we did a restructuring of the leadership recently. And even more recently than that, we brought on Kim and Shark into like the upper leadership, so to speak. Or as we call it internally, the big kids table. So now they got, a full size chair, no seat booster, no nothing. And yeah, if you'd like to sit, I think Kim's the only one here right now, right? Like Shark's
Sharp
still a
is here
little.
now too. He's
Oh, what's
here.
up, Shark? Yeah, so if you guys want to say anything, introduce whatever, now's the time.
Yeah, so a lot of you guys already know us or you've seen us around or whatever. Anything we do to help, let us know. We're the co-CEOs of Deplorables. Like I said, literally anything we do, please ask. We'll try to do as much as we can to help. We spent a lot of time in Sovnol, which is going to become very relevant here in a minute, but we'll talk to, about that when we get to it.
I pretty much echo the same thing. I'm kind of halfway torn between doing something at home here and listening, so I'll be in and out. But yeah, pretty much exactly what Kim said.
Right on. Okay, so we're basically just going to dive right into it here. And I would like to reiterate, please try to hold questions till the end because people who aren't here want to benefit from the recording and they just want to like hear all the stuff and don't want to hear back and forth.
And there's going to be a lot covered.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot. So if you have to, just like make a little note on your notepad on your computer of your questions, you don't forget it. All right. So we're going to start. As you all know, XZH is our main like money-making system, and it was where we our toes into Sovnol. Wang's is pretty much being a Wang and just fucking going. They're trying to get fights, basically. And they're just trying to shit all over our good time. So we decided to reevaluate some old options we had. And we're basically making the decision that we're pulling out of XCH because it's so far removed from where we're staging, and it kind of like separates the alliance a little bit, and it's just not no bueno. So we're gonna be pulling everything out of XCH. Okay. So if you still have stuff in XCH, you need to get it moved if you can, or find somebody else, like get in touch with somebody that can move it for you. Dear God, how do I turn off the fucking notifications for chat? I just keep hearing bing, bing, bing. I'll fucking cut you.
little side note while Val's figuring that out. Known, you want to do the little side tangent you had for me?
Oh my god, what are they doing there? Yeah, so just a very quick one on where we're talking about leadership changes. With Kim and Shark in now as well, and with various other changes that we've done, I will be running the day-to-day Alliance stuff. So if there is anything that you want done or need handled, just day-to-day things, give me a shout. That'll make more sense probably after the SOTA and after we've told you about the various things that we're doing. But after that, we'll go back to that.
I'll tag on that real quick too. Derek and my corp, if you have HR questions about how to run seat or HR, anything like that for your corp, Derek and my corp is a great resource if you guys need to get set up with that, if you're doing any like corp level stuff. Also, Control Delete, most of you know him. He participates in the Broadcast for Reps program and things like that. So if you need somebody to talk to, like on a personal level about that sort of thing, he's a great resource for that as well.
You sorted?
Yeah, I'm sorted. Okay. The fuck was that? So yeah, get shit out. See anyone in your leadership or Alliance level leadership, and we'll make sure you get hooked up with the right people if you can't get your shit moved. The overall goal is to have everything out by this weekend. Have it. Get it gone. I don't want to be responsible for it, and I don't want you to have to pay asset safety if stuff gets blown up, if Wangs decides to continue being giant Wangs. So basically, we're kind of done with our investment in Cloud Ring right now, right? Because honestly, XCH was just like a joke to see if we could hold it. And we ended up holding it, and then we tried to make some money out of it, but it's really not feasible from a long-term strategic standpoint. So we're going to pull out of Cloud Ring. We're getting our own whole constellation in Fade. We don't have to pay anybody for this. We're not like renting. We're just getting some space, and we're getting some good friend, like some new blues along the way. So we're going to be working a little bit with Volta, and we're still going to continue our relationship try, but we're getting a better constellation. So we're going to have more systems and more opportunities to make money, and it's just better space overall. So we already have an Astra out there in our new staging system, and we'll link this and release all the relevant shit on pings. But we already have an Astra up. For your information, YKSC TAC A. It's our new staging. It's going to be the new home. Fatal is going to be setting up move ops for your capital ships. He already has the entire Sino chain ready to go. And I want to emphasize that no one goes moving capitals by themselves. Did I speak slowly enough for everybody? No one goes moving capitals by themselves. Okay? It is not a completely like docking a station the entire way. It involves tethering on structures and not being a schmuck. So we want to make sure that everyone gets there safe. So if you're moving a capital out of Y9G, everything's going to go out of Y9G to the new system, which is YKSC. So you talk to Fatal, you get with the move op, and do it right, because no one in high command is to approve an SRP for you going off by your onesies.
If you can't make move ops for the next few days or whatever, for whatever reason, get stuff to PERT, because NullSec NPC station can get camped. At PERT near and a station in there cannot be. So, again, you can't make move ops, get to PERT, we'll help you get stuff there, and then we can figure out moving stuff later.
Yeah. So, okay, and please, I can't stress this enough. We're always here to help. Just reach us on Discord if you can't see us in game or on comms. Just ask for help and you shall receive it. So pretty much all weekend we are going to be doing move ops, getting everything moved in and set up. We want to be a fully operational and be able to conduct EVP operations and whatever we need to do by Monday. I mean, I know it's short notice, but we've been doing some things behind the scenes in leadership for the past few days to get it kind of greased, the wheels greased, So it's completely doable. We want to be up and running by Monday. And let me just read. Yeah, and get your shit out. If you can't make that, no problem. Get it to Pert, like Jet said. So, I know people have been... It's been, like, you know, kind of an awkward topic, the doctrines and everything. You all be pleased. Fuck Proteuses. Everyone say it with me. Fuck Proteuses. They Praise are not... They're not... No. No more Proteus. Nobody worry about the Proteus. And we're saying bye-bye to Drakes, too. Bye-bye, Drakes. They're just baby ravens. They're just... Yeah. They're just ravens that don't know how to be ravens yet. So, yeah, they're gone. Like, so Drakes are gone. Proteus gone.
We'll be having a Sino chain. So if you guys want to get rid of your old doctrine ship, Strikebait and I will post something about a Sino chain to get it to market. As soon as we can. Markets are kind of fucked right now.
Yeah, and a little side tangent on the market situation while we're talking about it. You're moving stuff. Don't just say, oh, okay, I'm just going to move everything to Jita and we're good. Because it is balls to get into and out of Jita right now with all the crap CCP is doing. So, I recommend if you have to set up a contract to go to Jita, like if you absolutely have to, you better make that for the maximum amount of time to accept and maximum amount of time to complete. Because it's going to take a little bit. And it's not because we're lazy. It's just physically can't do it right now.
We're taking the opportunities we get because Ingoiton has been somewhat camped. Like there was a big Wangs fleet there last night. And then it's also Trig invaded. And Sino jammers keep going up and down. So the only jumps I've been doing are times that jammer's down and we move fast. And with all the moves going on, I can't guarantee white wall contracts. I'll do best effort.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, if you have to sell something and you want to sell something, please think and consider, if you don't need the ISK right now, consider moving it out to our new staging system because there will be a market hub for you to sell stuff. You know, help out the new market that's coming. So, bye-bye Drakes. Bye-bye Proteus. And since we're going to be working with Volta a lot more, because they're going to be our next door neighbors, we want to mesh well with them for doctrines. So we're going to be picking up, most of you can already fly Max, so it's not really that intensive of a train. Hold on a second, I got to punch a dog in the face.
So you know to animal cruelty.
Okay, so, and picking up Max, they're a great doctrine, they're solid. And they're really easy train to get into. It's not that long. And we're also going to be picking up Zealots. All right, this one's going to be a little bit more skill training intensive. But if any of you have questions on what I need to train, everyone needs to have a Mar Cruiser 5 as quick as humanly possible. Okay? What's up?
We don't have the exact fits yet, but we'll be getting that sorted.
Yeah, by Monday we will have everything, and you just need to have a Mar Cruiser 5. Everyone needs a Mar Cruiser 5, okay? At some point throughout this weekend, we are going to be looking for people to help out if you, and this is only if it is moved. Like, it's kind of like you can't have the ice cream until you eat your vegetables. Like, your shit needs to be moved. You need to be set up and ready to go. And then you can help out with fleets. You know, because we want to be everyone 100% operational as soon as humanly possible. So we're going to have, we got to change the TCUs over and stuff. So that's going to be going on at the most advantageous moment throughout this weekend. So if you guys can, and you're all done, all your shit's done, and you see pings go out that, you know, toasters are going to have in, please help out. Toasting is boring, but we just have to do one quick round of it to put our flag on the map and get the shit going.
So side tangent on that, we are bringing in another batch of the Gilas we brought in for 9TAC4. And then on top of that as well, some of you might have noticed the skirmish FC role. We're looking at having people who want to step or put their toes into trying to take FCs on a little bit more chance to not do the big shit and learn. So this is going to be a prime time. If you're interested in that, apply for the skirmish FC role in Auth. It's going to get you an access to a channel where we can coordinate a little bit better, and it's not going to be SRPable. Hold on that, because I don't remember exactly what we decided on that, but that's a thing in flux. But it'll let you get your back to it, toes wet with FCing, and not have to worry about the big shit.
Yeah, we really want to emphasize that if you want to FC, please step up and say something and get involved. You know, we will help you out any way you want. Any of the more experienced FCs would be happy to backseat you during some fleets. You do not have to, we don't need you for Alliance level ops and committing dreads and caps and all. No, man, just take out a fucking roam. Do a geek camp, you know? Do small shit, you know? Go bash up structure that's by Wangs. Whatever. I don't give a shit. And have fun. Blow stuff up. Cycle weapons. And do it with other people. You know, you're only going to get better with trying and actually doing. So please step up. We need FCs.
I think that's actually quite happening now with the EU time zone. I stepped up. Some other people stepped up. And we're doing quite well in EU time.
Yeah, awesome.
These skirmishes.
Yeah, the Pandemic Alpha guys, as soon as they get into Alliance and as soon as they got their shit down here, they love PvPing. So I think we're going to see a massive resurgence in our EU time zone, and there's going to be a lot of content down in where we're going. But very quickly, just before we move on to anything else, I feel like the main question that's going to be asked when questions are allowed, and I want to kind of answer it now, is why are we moving to solve null instead of keeping our NPC null? And that's a variety of reasons, which Kim is going to talk about in a second as well. But the main reason that we're doing this is, I think all of you have seen Solitude is kind of living up to its name, being very, very, very solitary in its way, with minor content really occurring, except Deepwater and various other entities just ganging together, plow Deepwater, trying to hit our things. They try to hit our things, we repel them. They try to hit our things, repel them. Very intuitive gameplay, 100% amazing. But we want to get our teeth into a little bit more. I, for one, and I'm sure some of the leadership agree with this, and I'm sure all of you agree with this, are kind of tired of being on the defensive constantly. When we move to Cloud Ring, we'll be on the offensive on a variety of different areas, in a variety of different areas that are close by. Yeah, sorry, Fade. Sorry, Fade. There we go. That will be EU will have their own directive, and US will have their own directive. So there's going to be content 24 hours a day, depending on what time you're on. There's going to be different things to do, either in Cloud Ring, either in Dekelion. There is an abundance of targets, and there is an abundance of friends that will take you into their fleet if no one is on. But I don't see that occurring. So the reason moving to Solvno as well is the opportunity for further development of our moons, our productions and various other things. So I'm going to give very quickly, just Kim, he wanted to talk about a couple of things, especially with the new changes that all of you are very, very either upset about, or I think all of you are upset about, actually. Yep. So Kim, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, can I just quickly say something? We might be behind you guys a little bit in the move up because of standings, because obviously we now have to wait 24 hours before we can apply to Sedition. So if it starts tomorrow, we might not be able to move so many ships because we don't want to get...
No, that's fine. I might be able to help there, so I'll talk to a couple of people and I'll come back to you about that.
And you can also talk to Fatal Passage on that, because he's going to be heading up most of them, and it's going to be going...
He's talking more about standings, because they're not
that
blue.
Too. But if we need to delay moving, Fatal's the one coordinating most of this, and he's going to be working through the entire weekend, so there'll probably be a time you can jump on.
Fantastic, thank
you. All right, so for those of you that need a video, I have linked the constellation that we have direct control over in the channel. There's a few different reasons that we chose this particular area and chose Fade. Number one is relationship with Volta and other allies in the areas will help generate content. It also has proximity, as you can see from that map, to Cloud Ring, Pureblind, and Declan. And it's in jump range of a lot more space, too, which ought to make things very interesting. The other thing is with CCP's changes, CCP is actively trying to make the space hobo kind of NPC null lifestyle harder. What this will allow us to do is go from like surviving to thriving, essentially. With the new mining changes, the most profitable space to do that in is going to be Sov Null, because that's going to be the main reliable source for Mercoxic and a lot of the other ores. CCP's rebalanced it to where belt mining is now a thing you have to do again. So that's a big reason. There's an excellent density of moons in that area as well. So where a lot of what we had to do before is, you know, we give people heads up, okay, we have moon coming out in a couple days or a week, go ahead and move 20 jumps to it. Now it's, you know, pretty much right in one little area, so that'll make that easy as well. The other reason is, especially for those that haven't been in Sov recently, with the mechanical changes they've made to Sov, the days of structure grinding are long over. You don't have to constantly show up the timers to fuck with your space or defend your space. There's vulnerability windows now, which make that much more predictable and controllable. And as far as money making, yes, you have mining, there's proximity to extremely valuable gas, and of course there is ratting. Another change that CCP has made that just went live today is, over time as the mineral market adjusts, the garbage that you get from rats is now suddenly going to become far, far more valuable. To give you an idea of what's possible, it's still Serpentis rats, so it's kin thermal. MyCorp was the main one that was utilizing SGH for ratting. In the course of about a week, I had six pilots rake in about 35 billion-esque ratting. It's very easy to do. So consider that, and it's very good space for it. So there's going to be like four or five main avenues to make money, but also there's proximity to a ton of combat. To give you another example, XCH, I had a single pilot make about 40 billion just in escalations in a few weeks. So,
okay.
Fair enough.
So, you're definitely going to make money doing that. So, the two concerns is, you know, the alliance is going to be making money, which is huge because that's going to fund the SRP. That's going to fund like bigger toys. The individual pilots, you guys will be making money through a lot of different ways now. And you're going to have proximity to content. Is there questions I can answer regarding that?
Save those for the end, actually. Just okay, let's finish up this so everyone can ask their questions, and then we can don't have to hold everyone hostage here. So, yeah, is there anything else from you, Val, Jet, Kim?
Cover the little bit of question I had on the Skirmish FC SRP stuff.
We'll sort out the Skirmish FC SRP stuff. That'll be whatever known says we can afford, basically.
So,
can I make a suggestion for that, for the skirmish?
Sure.
If the alliance, because it's not very expensive to provide Tech One hulls of cruisers and frigates with Tech One weapons or named, and nothing expensive on those ships, you don't need SRP because the alliance somehow got them together. And we are the alliance, so if you have loot, you donate it for the skirmish fleets.
Oh yeah, that's something we can look into for sure.
I think we have to go back and talk about it, but the thing that I kind of think is going to happen is that skirmish FC SRP will be on a case-by-case basis. Like, taking out fleets, probably not so much, but if we're having people step up and do toasting, probably will be.
We'll get back to the comment real quick that somebody just posted in channel. We're not becoming another Sov Null alliance. Owning a constellation of Sov space doesn't make you a Sov alliance. It makes you a smart alliance. It makes you alliance with an ISK and a power base that you can then use to attack everybody around you. That's the key point here.
And I want to stress, we're not going into this with the big blocks. Expect zero 2,000-man tie-dye fests none of us want that.
Yeah, and the reason it's in the back of everyone's mind. I mean, I know I've said it up to time in leadership, and other guys can probably attest to that. Is I do not want to have space just for the sake of having space. Like, there will be no, we will trim fat. Like, it's, we do not want to have to control a whole region just so we can have our evenings, you know, fucking being glorious because we have a giant flag on the map. Like, fuck that. Like, this is literally
done with one system, though, man. Like, even if we had an alliance of, not a massive alliance, but our entire alliance wanted a couple systems to rat, that's all we would need is a couple systems. We don't need a fucking region.
Yeah, well, so that's why we have a constellation.
That's why we have a constellation of technically we have seven systems in the constellation, but Volta is keeping their flag on one of them because they're supplying a jump bridge. Is what I assume. So we only really have to pay for six, and they're real cheap, right? Like, so just to give you guys a little bit of a background and a little bit of context, like a system fully upgraded for ratting, right? In a like XZH, fully upgraded for ratting with level 5 ratting, and just for making money, just for ratting, is 160 million a month in SOV fees. It's nothing. Right? Like, who gives a shit? So, we're just going to get a small, because we're getting this constellation. Yeah, we may not overutilize it now and fully utilize it now, but it gives us a little bit of room to grow, you know? As we, you know, get settled, recruit, get more corps in, that sort of thing. Gives a little bit of room to grow. But I'm pretty much done. So unless any of the other leadership guys have anything, we can open up the floor to questions. And what I would like to do for the questions, right, is let's like kind of clear up the chat and then just kind of X up in chat if you have a question. We'll call people so we don't have people talking over everybody. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to stop the recording since I think we're through with our side.